This is the time of year thousands of seniors graduate from college in the Boston area. This past weekend, Tufts University and Brandeis sent their seniors out into the world. But at all the commencement speeches, you'll probably never hear something like this.
Graduates, look around you. Many of your peers leave this institution today with debt. Lots and lots of debt. Two-thirds of you owe $23,000 in college loans. Nearly one in ten of you will default. Don't expect a bailout. Bankruptcy won't work.
This is obviously a made-up commencement speech, and no laughing matter, because the problem is real. Student loan debt is skyrocketing. Students and their families took out $75 billion in loans from the federal government in the 2008-2009 academic year, according to the U.S. Department of Education. That was up 25% over the previous year and doesn't include the billions of dollars in student loans made with private banks. With the ever-rising cost of college tuition, debt has become a common way to pay for college.
Yeah, it's a huge problem.
Deanne Lunan is with the National Consumer Law Center and helps people manage their student loans. She says with President Obama's commitment to help everyone attend at least 1 year of college, the problem could grow.
We don't want to go down the same road that we went down with homeownership, which is we got people into homes, but they weren't able to stay very long when they couldn't afford them. There's something similar going on the college side. You don't want to look only whether people are getting into college. You want to see whether they're succeeding in getting out of college.
Up until recently, student loans have been considered good debt. But economists, educators, and financial aid professionals are now starting to talk about an education bubble. Of course, the amount of student loans doesn't approach the amount of money the country tied up in mortgages, so it's unlikely student loan debt could create the same national crisis, but it is a growing problem. This week, we start a series of reports on student loan debt we're calling the education bubble. We'll look at what a large amount of debt does to a person's financial future and our economy. We'll explore those responsible for the high debt and what's being done to address it. First, WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov meets one recent graduate who is deep in debt with a bleak financial future.
The chapel at Endicott College on the North Shore in Beverly rings out cheery tunes like this one, The Rainbow Connection from the Muppet movie. It's an idyllic campus with sloping green lawns and man-made lakes with fountains. On a bench by a lake, graduate Nicole Benson sits taking it all in.
I honestly don't really remember why I decided to come here. I think location had a lot to do with it. My mother loved it. You know, it's a small and quiet campus.
Benson graduated in 2007 and had major sticker shock. She found out she owed $90,000.
And it was very, very devastating. It was very shocking. I mean, just to look at a number like that at 22 years old is very overwhelming.
She had taken out only $45,000 over the course of her 4 years of study. One of her eight loans is a federal loan, but the rest are from private banks with interest rates as high as 15%. The interest on the private loans began accruing as soon as she got them. Endicott is a small college which cost $31,000 a year when she attended. It doesn't have a large endowment, so most students face a $7,000 gap in their financial aid packages. That means after federal loans, grants, and scholarships, students and families who don't have the means turn to the private market to pay.
My mother kind of pushed me to go to school. I just never had anybody say to me, like, wait a minute, this is going to be expensive. I honestly just had absolutely no idea.
Benson's mother handled most of the federal and private loan paperwork. Nicole just signed. Benson's parents didn't go to college and didn't understand the loan process. Her mother and her grandmother co-signed some of the loans and are also behind on payments. They were all making the same calculation.
Even if it was expensive, it would pay off, and I would have a job after college where I could afford my student loans.
Endicott told her that with a degree in hospitality management, she could make $50,000 a year. And she did get a job after she graduated, but was laid off in 2009 when the economy went south and her trouble started.
I've cried a lot. It's been very, very emotional. It's taken its toll on a lot of aspects of my life. I'm very stressed out, very overwhelmed, and just very unsure of what I should do. I was getting probably 20 to 30 phone calls a day for a long time. And I tried to, you know, I would beg them. I'd say, look, I don't have a job. I don't know what you want me to do.
Now Benson has a bookkeeping job that pays by the hour. But her loans have grown to nearly $98,000, and her loan payments are more than $1,000 a month. She says to make a dent in what she owes, she figures she would have to pay $3,000 a month.
This unrealistic expectation of the payments that I should be able to make. I'm like, with what money?
Do you look down the line and go, you know, 20 years from now, where am I going to be?
Absolutely. And I don't know. You know, I mean, I just don't even know.
She gets emotional when talking about her future. Even though college graduates earn nearly two times more than those who just get a high school diploma, in her case, that's little consolation. She's thought about bankruptcy, but it wouldn't help, because federal and private student loans cannot be dismissed in bankruptcy. She's stuck with this debt for decades to come.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to get a mortgage and buy a house. It's looking pretty doubtful right now. It's very disappointing that, like, I work so hard, and I really have nothing to show for it. You know, I live in the cheapest place available to me. I drive a car that is barely running. You know, it's I have absolutely nothing to show for absolutely busting my ass all the time.
Recently, Benson, working with a pro bono lawyer, was able to reach an agreement with two of the companies holding her loans to lower her payments. But the other private banks won't accept a deal. She's about to join a growing trend and default on some of her debt. The U.S. Department of Education expects almost 7% of students to default on their loans for fiscal year 2007, the highest rate since 1998. To the people who say, it's all her fault, she should have known what she was getting herself into, Nicole Benson agrees. And she makes it very clear she wants to repay her loans, but she wants others to understand the larger consequences in the hopes the private student loan system will be reformed.
If such an enormous amount of the young adult population is in so much debt now, it definitely will affect the economy for years and years to come.
A recent poll from Harvard University found that a majority of young adults are concerned about meeting their bills. Benson doesn't blame Endicott College for getting her into debt. The school says it tells parents to at least pay the interest on private loans and go on monthly payment plans with the school, which are interest-free. But the school says the parents choose to stick their heads in the sand. That's basically what Nicole Benson and her family did, and now she's paying the consequences. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.
Monica Brady-Meyerov joins us in the studio now. What an incredibly sad story for that student, Monica.
It's tragic, really.
Whose fault is this?
Well, today we were looking at what role Nicole Benson and her family played, you know, the personal responsibility. And tomorrow we're going to look at what responsibility should the university have had in this. We're going to look at two schools, one whose students come out with a relatively high amount of debt and another whose students come out with a low amount of debt. So there are things universities can do to help mitigate this problem.
So the responsibility of the schoolers tomorrow.
That's right.
WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov, thanks a lot. We look forward to part two in the series.
You're welcome.